Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Something that we can learn from Islam is how we conduct ourselves as far as employers, as far as directors of a company or an organization, as far as rulers. And what we can learn also from Islam is how we conduct ourselves as employees, as workers, as people who are a part of an organization. What kind of responsibility do you have in dealing with those who are under you, those who you are responsible for? You employ someone to do something, you ask them to do something. What kind of expectation is there from your side as the employer? What kind of expectation is there from the worker's side, from the employee's side? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, this is why it's really, really dangerous, because this is one of the effects of wronging an employee is, besides it being a major sin, besides it being dhulm and oppression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will of course have something very, very dangerous waiting for you on Judgment Day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, مَنْ حَبَسَ أَجِيرًا أَجْرَهُ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ. If you were to withhold the payment of your employee, you will receive the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels. فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ and وَالْنَاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ and all of people. Also, وَلَا يُقْبَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَرْفًا وَعَدْلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept things from you on Judgment Day. مَنْ أَظْلَمَ, another hadith, subhanallah. مَنْ أَظْلَمَ أَجِيرًا, if you were to wrong and oppress an employee, someone who is working for you, أَحْبَطَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cancel your deeds. Whatever you're doing, it's gone. حَبْطُ الْعَمَلِ أَحْبَطَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَهُ وَحَرَّمَ عَلَيْهِ رِيحَ الْجَنَّةِ and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deprive you of the scent of heaven, which basically means you won't be seeing any heaven. No heaven for a person who is a ظَالِم. You need to keep your promise. You need to remember that loyalty comes above and beyond absolutely everything in our lives, you know, and that's what amanah means, which is exactly why Ayatollah Jawadi mentions the next topic of amanah. How much have we spoken about amanah? How much have we spoken about being loyal, being committed, being faithful, and the importance of this? It's more important than your salah and your psalm or anything else. The famous hadith says that you don't test someone by how much they pray and fast and things like that. You test someone by how truthful they are and how they observe amana, how they fulfill amana. And amana is many different applications for amana. Someone gives you $100 and says, if you could keep this for me for the next month, that's amana. They entrust you with money. Someone entrusts you with information. You need to hold on to it and conceal it. It's a secret. Sometimes you give someone your word about something. That's also amana. That's why khiyana fil amana is like one application of khiyana, of betraying a trust, is when you break your promise, breaking your appointment, khulf al-wa'd. You say, I will be there at 10 o'clock and you don't even go and you don't even care about being there or not. Or if you do turn up, you turn up an hour later or 2 hours later. And so careless, negligent. Sometimes it happens for people beyond your control sometimes, but you make effort in saying, look, I'm really sorry, I'm very sorry, I'm running late, I wasn't able to keep my word, I wasn't able to do this. Someone asks you to do something and you so carelessly overlook it, and even though you've promised them, that's also a way of a form, an application of betraying of amana, which is also one of the worst of things.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih al Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Imam Sajjad, Salamullahi Alayhi, he says, this is where we see that when you're dealing with an enemy, when you're dealing with a non-Muslim, when you're dealing with whoever it may be, a righteous person, doesn't matter who it is. Some people say, well, it doesn't matter, he's a bad person. Well, it doesn't matter, he's not Muslim. Well, it doesn't matter. No, absolutely not. Here it says from Imam Sajjad, Salamullahi Alayhi, this is in Al-Amani by Sheikh Al-Saduq. He says, Alaykum bi ada'il amana. You need to make sure that you fulfill and you honor what is entrusted to you. فَلَوْ أَنَّ قَاتِلَ أَبِي الْحُسَيْنِ If the killer of my father, Al-Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam, if my father's killer, اِتَمَنَنِي عَلَى السَّيْفِ الَّذِي قَتَلَهُ بِهِ لَأَدَّيْتُهُ إِلَيْهِ If he was to have entrusted me with that very sword that he used to kill my father, I would have returned that sword. Subhanallah. Imam al-Sajjad, Imam Ali al-Sajjad alayhi salam, he is saying that if the killer of my father would have entrusted his sword with me, that very sword that killed my own father, I would have returned that sword. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, أَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ Fulfill, respect, honor that which has been entrusted to you, وَلَوْ إِلَىٰ قَتَلَتِ Anbiya, even if they are the killers of Anbiya, an enemy of yours. You know, before one day you were friends and he gave you something, or he said something to you and he said, this is a secret. There's no justification for you to betray that amana. And al-majalis bil-amana, as we've mentioned before, you know, if I wanted something to be publicized, I would say it in the public. But I said something out of the sensitivity of the topic, you know, whether it be something social, whether it be something political, whether it be something personal, you know, I don't want it to be shared out there, you know, and all of a sudden you come to realize that, you know, your personal discussion with this person was being recorded or was shared by somebody else. You know, that's khiyana, that's betrayal. And Islam is extremely, extremely against this. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.